The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
The Bill of Rights? Come on.
And no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
Wow, glad to know that. And how about the 13th Amendment? That's a big one. It turns out that abolition wasn't really absolute.
Are you thinking about running again, Mr. President, in 2024?
The polls show it, and everybody wants me to do it. Well, 100% I'm thinking about running.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I want to start by just saying thank you. I got a report this morning and saw how many people ordered products yesterday from MyPillow. And I want to thank you for supporting Mike Lindell. He went on Jimmy Kimmel's show night before last. We played a lot of the interview. And a lot of people weren't very happy with the way Jimmy Kimmel treated him. Of course, he's been making fun of Mike Lindell, as many people have for a while. The big box stores kicked MyPillow products out of all the stores. Mike Lindell is fighting hard for the country. He believes strongly in election integrity. He believes strongly in transparency. He's very supportive of Trump. And the company could have been paying a heavy price, MyPillow, but they're not because you support them. And I am very, very proud to share with you that, I mean, I give you a lot of good reasons to order MyPillow products. The premium MyPillow that's normally $69.98 is now $29.98 when you use the promo code MikeG. But I'm not even going to give you the big rundown. I won't give you the advertisement about the My Slippers and all the great products. I know that you're ordering because of you're making a statement. And you're supporting an American. You're supporting a patriot, you're supporting a cause, and you're also going to get the best night's sleep of your life. It's a nice little bonus. MyPillow.com, use the promo code MikeG, and thank you for doing so. Maybe you got paid today, it's Friday, last Friday of the month, last day of the month, we're into May tomorrow. MyPillow.com, use the promo code MikeG, MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034, and again, use the promo code MikeG, and thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. This audience never stops amazing me. There is no other audience like it in the country, and that's a fact. Every single time I come to you, you step up and you answer the call. Wait till you hear in a week or two when we start asking you to support kids to go to summer camp. I guarantee you people are going to step up in a major way. This is an audience of patriots. Now, if you are wondering why a fully vaccinated person needs to keep wearing a mask all the time, and if you would resent being called unpatriotic for even thinking that you shouldn't have to wear a mask around other fully vaccinated people, you'd be right. And this guy would be wrong. Listen to this exchange on the Today Show this morning. Here's Biden with NBC's Craig Melvin.
CDC guidance this week about outdoor mask wearing. Yeah. A lot of folks excited that they can now shed these masks if they've been double vaccinated. Are you going to be one of these folks now? Are we no longer going to see the President of the United States outside with a mask on?
Sure.
Sure. I mean, but what I'm going to do, though, when, because the likelihood of my being able to be outside and people not come up to me is not very, very high. So it's like, look, you and I took our masks off when I came in because look at the distance we are. But if we were, in fact, sitting there talking to one another close, I'd have my mask on and I bet you'd have a mask, even though we've both been vaccinated. And so it's a small precaution to take that has a profound impact. It's a patriotic responsibility, for God's sake. It's making sure that your wife, your children, if in fact they haven't been vaccinated, making sure that they're not going to get sick.
Do you recognize how atrocious and reckless and irresponsible that is? You understand there's a problem right now, and they're acknowledging there's a problem. There are some people, plenty of people, who don't want to get a vaccination. You know why people don't want to get a vaccination? Because the president is telling them it won't matter if you do, because you can't change anything you do if you get a vaccination. And you're not stupid. You know about the people that might get side effects from the second shot. Everybody I know has gotten a little bit sick after the second shot. You don't want to go through that if you don't have to, but if you're going to go through it, at least let me take the damn mask off when I'm around other people who have been through it too and have been vaccinated. No, not according to this guy. Not according to this president. Not according to Biden. Did you hear him? Well, you see where we're sitting across? Now, you understand, Craig Melvin and Biden were about 90 feet away from each other. It was so ridiculous. They're on opposite sides of the room from each other. I don't know how they heard each other. I don't know how Biden could hear him, because I'm sure he's got some hearing issues with all the other issues he's got. Yesterday, he couldn't find his mask at the podium. It was a crisis. He was trying to find his mask. It was like, oh my gosh, all hands on deck. He couldn't find his mask. I am so convinced that this concept of confirming the weak and the strong in America through COVID is true. If you're a weak jellyfish, you're a nervous Nelly. You're right. Oh, I got my mask on. Oh, God, where's my mask? Where's my mask? And if you're a strong person, you say, okay, I got an idea. You're telling us to get a vaccination, Joe. What do we get to do after we get the vaccination? Can we live our lives a little free? They're talking about opening New York City in fully July 1st. Now, I hear those stories. I haven't been in New York in a while. I'm going to be there in a couple weeks. That's so foreign to me because Florida has been open almost the whole time. It's shut down for a while, but for the most part, Florida's been wide open. Not New York. But de Blasio announced yesterday, July 1st, they're saying Broadway going to open September. There's light at the end of the tunnel. It's coming. It's coming. And with that knowledge, we got to play it one more time, Pavs. One more time, listen to the President of the United States and then call me with your reaction. I just need a few minutes of your time on this one. 1-800-655-MIKE. Here in the ReliefFactor.com studios, if you're reluctant to get the vaccine, maybe this is the reason why.
CDC guidance this week about outdoor mask wearing. Yeah. A lot of folks excited that they can now shed these masks if they've been double vaccinated. Are you going to be one of these folks now? Are we no longer going to see the President of the United States outside with a mask on?
Sure. Sure. I mean, but what I'm going to do, though, because the likelihood of my being able to be outside and people not come up to me is not very, very high. So it's like, look, you and I took our masks off when I came in because look at the distance we are. But if we were, in fact, sitting there talking to one another close, I'd have my mask on and I bet you'd have a mask, even though we've both been vaccinated. And so it's a small precaution to take that has a profound impact. It's a patriotic responsibility, for God's sake. It's making sure that your wife, children, if in fact they haven't been vaccinated, making sure that they're not going to get sick.
It's a patriotic responsibility, for God's sake. Yeah, I for God's sake is the right phrase to use, but not the way he means it. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I'm so lonesome all the time since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Hey, Mike. people complain about me not wearing a mask, and I'm not sure, but I don't think that it's about me not wearing a mask. I think it's because I'm making them look weak.
Yeah, I'm not getting vaccinated. It's ridiculous. I haven't gotten it yet. I've been around many people that had it. I've been around people that had it, and we didn't know they had it, so we weren't distancing, but I'm not getting it now. Having said that, if they come out with this crazy passport to where you can't get gas or can't go buy a sandwich or something, then I guess I'll have to get a vaccine.
Well, that's just it. There's going to be a lot of things you're going to need to you're going to have to get a vaccine in order to do a lot of things in order to live normally. That's coming too. There's no way. Last night, the NFL draft, congratulations, by the way, to the Jacksonville Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence, number one draft pick. My kid was so excited. Micah, who loves his Clemson Tigers. I love the Clemson Tigers. Big, exciting night. Big, big night. And they had thousands of people at the in Cleveland, right, where Goodell was. By the way, did you hear Goodell getting booed? I don't think Roger Goodell's real popular, the commissioner of the NFL. Anyway, I digress. I heard the announcers say, now all the people here have been vaccinated. How do they know that? You got that little flimsy little piece of paper you got from the CDC, that little flimsy, easy to forge card? That's how you proved it. What are you talking about? What in the world is happening to this country? So there are going to be a lot of things you're not going to be allowed to do without a vaccine. There's no question about it. So if you want to do it, you're going to have to get the vaccine, I guess. Even while you are not going to be able to change anything, according to the president of the United States. Well, the answer is easy. We know the president is wrong. We know Biden is wrong. There's no science behind insisting that if I'm next to somebody who's fully vaccinated, that isn't even what the CDC says. His own CDC doesn't say that. His own CDC, he's contradicting his own CDC. So, you know, newsflash, we're kind of in a mess right now. 800-655-MIKE. Craig, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing, Craig?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. Appreciate your call.
Hey, good to hear. Yeah, I just wanted to make a majority comment. I mean, it's just the hypocrisy within this whole administration is beyond ridiculous. Everything they touch is a double standard. They create a problem. They give you the remedy, and then they want you to praise them. That's the standard. That seems to be their MO. And it's really getting frustrating because there seems to be nothing that we can do about it except just continue to expose
Well, there's something we can do about it. I mean, and this is the theme that I've been emerging with, and I know it's true, and I was inspired. Dinner with a good friend of mine the other night, reminding each other about how Israel has persevered over the years against incredible odds, the deck stacked against us. We can win. You got to be engaged. You got to be involved. You got to be active. You have to be knowledgeable. You got to do more than you've ever done before. You can no longer sit on the sidelines. We know they're nuts. We know they're nuts. You're not crazy. They are. Look at Senator Tim Scott. The left is so vile that they spent hours trashing Senator Tim Scott for being, I guess, a racist. That goofy Joy Behar. Did you hear what Joy Behar on The View said? We have that clip, Derek. Don't we have that clip of Joy Behar? I'm going to play that for you. I want you to hear a middle-aged or an older white woman sitting on a TV show lecturing Tim Scott about how he doesn't know racism. And incidentally, she kept saying they. Those people, right, Joy? You see, the left, they're the racists. My gosh, they literally are now going to try to ban menthol cigarettes because black people smoke them. Not kidding. That's true. They literally called Tim Scott an Uncle Tim for 11 hours on Twitter because he's a conservative Republican senator from South Carolina. Who's the racist again? Here was Tim Scott last night, cut one, on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News.
President Trump called me to just tell me that he thought I did a spectacular job. And you know President Trump, he's effusive in his praise at times, and he said it was fantastic, it was spectacular. He really enjoyed listening to it. I'm glad that he listened to it, period. Number one, and he wants to make sure that we keep working to get more things done for the country. Believe it or not, one of the things that we talked about for a very short period of time was how do we make progress for the most vulnerable. He is still focusing on getting things done from a policy standpoint by encouraging us to continue down the path that leads to American progress.
More coming up, 1-800-655-MIKE.
Mike Gallagher Show.
John Kerry needs to come forward. Secretary Kerry needs to speak to the American people and explain to them why he was meeting with Zarif. We know he did that. He's admitted as much. What he was talking about, we believe that he was absolutely telling the Iranians, hang on, this pressure campaign, the power that's being exerted by America against you, it'll be over. We'll win this election. It'll just be 4 years. You can hang in there. Don't for a minute negotiate with the Trump team. And so Secretary Kerry's got an awful lot of explaining to do.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Just got a text message on the MyPillow text line. Hey, Mike, you know what else is a patriotic act? Standing for the anthem, respecting the flag, backing the blue. Yet somehow the left isn't particularly interested in any of that. Speaking of backing the blue, this has been a deadly week for law enforcement. Earlier in the week, two sheriff's deputies shot and killed in North Carolina, and now terrible news out of the state of Arizona.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
The Gilbert, Arizona police chief announced that one officer has been killed, others have been injured. Fox 10 Phoenix has been reporting that a driver was pulled over for speeding last night, 10:22 p.m. local time, apparently. The pursuit shut down the nearby Chandler Airport after the suspect rammed through one of the gates. He stole a vehicle from a car dealership, and then he hit two officers, including Chandler Police Officer Christopher Farrar, who was an 18-year veteran of the force. Officer Farrar was transported to the Chandler Regional Medical Center, and he later died. A number of other officers have been injured at the scene, one critically. It is a nightmare. So once again, another police officer killed in the line of duty in America. I'm not sure there'll be any buildings burned down, no riots, no marches, no, BLM won't probably show up. Just another, you know, another loss of life from brave men and women who call themselves police officers. Small wonder that even the NBC poll that just came out shows that Biden is less popular by a mile than police. Listen to this. Police and law enforcement more popular among Americans than President Biden is. Wait a minute. He had an 85% approval rating, according to CBS. The Smart Kids told me that he had an 85% approval rating. Derek, can you send me a story about that CBS poll? There's a CBS poll that came out that claimed that Biden had an 85% approval rating from those who saw his speech. Now, we already know the ratings tanked. Nobody was watching. He had about half of what Trump typically had for his State of the Unions. But wait till you hear what CBS did. I really don't even understand the answer to the question. How can a poll be so blatantly one-sided with Democrats? I'll play it for you as soon as Derek sends me the details. What do you hear about the sample size of the people polled for the CBS poll showing Biden's popularity, right? Well, an NBC poll came out yesterday, shows Biden trails law enforcement in popularity by almost 10 points. Police and law enforcement have a popularity rating of over 58%. Biden has about 50%. The poll also showed Major League Baseball trailing behind both the police and Biden with only 34%. Of course, Major League Baseball has faced an intense backlash over its idiotic decision to move its All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver because of Georgia's recently passed election law. So Major League Baseball is tanking. The Oscars tanked. Biden's speech tanked. You understand, the backlash is here. Americans are going to be letting the country know where we stand with our voices, with our pocketbooks, with our reactions. 800-655-MIKE. Incidentally, there was a prison sentence handed out to some young punk who burned down a police station in Minnesota. Now, I'm confused about this one. I just saw Juan Williams this week on TV, on Fox News, say that talking about buildings burning and cities burning was a lie. They didn't, those Antifa and BLM activists and the rioters and all, well, no, those are peaceful protests. Juan Williams said it. Here's cut 12. This is what Juan said on Big Prominent Voice, I mean, on Fox News. Juan Williams been sitting there on Fox News Sunday, I saw the other day, for 25 years, for decades. And Juan's a nice guy, so he wouldn't make something up, would he?
There were people on the right who were willing to say, we've got a problem with our
CDC guidance this week.
There were people on the right who were willing to say, we've got a problem with our extreme right, the people who were saying all those awful things before the January 6th riot at the Capitol, the people who want to put out lies like, oh yeah, the cities burned last summer. I think it's important that people who are honest in American politics be able to hold honest discussions without allowing the extremists to, you know, set the agenda.
Well, Juan, do you define extremists as people like Dylan Shakespeare Robinson, 23 years old, of Brainerd, Minnesota, who's been ordered to pay $12 million in restitution and has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for helping to burn down the Minneapolis police station after George Floyd's death? Robinson pleaded guilty in December to one count of conspiracy to commit arson. He was caught on video throwing a Molotov cocktail into the police station, the Minneapolis's third police precinct, during rioting in May of 2020. Well, is Dylan Robinson of Brainerd, Minnesota, a figment of Juan Williams' imagination? How could somebody get 4 years in prison for burning down a police station when Juan said that didn't happen? That was a right-wing lie. People on the right willing to say, putting out lies like the cities burned last summer. These people are nuts. I'm not kidding you. It's like watching yesterday these goofballs on CNN and MSNBC pretend that Operation Warp Speed didn't have anything to do with vaccines. My gosh. And here's another police officer. You know, I watched ABC last night, ABC World News. There's a woman that's on there that I really like. I don't even know her name. She was filling in for David Muir. And she's good. I like her. I don't know why. And they have her guest fill in for Muir when he's off. See if you can get her name, Derek. I forget her. I don't know her name, but she's good. And I was interested in the coverage because I knew with all the listeners we have in the Carolinas, the two sheriff's deputies have been killed in North Carolina outside of Charlotte. Do you know the story that they felt at ABC was more important than the deaths of two sheriff's deputies in North Carolina? It was the death of the young man in California, and it's a tragic, awful story. They have body cam video of this young guy, heavyset guy, and they called the police on him, and he was mumbling. They think he was intoxicated. They were trying to subdue him. They took him to the ground. They put handcuffs on him. And they were having a hard time, and he was struggling, and it was heartbreaking. This guy, and I, listen, it's okay. Let's have a conversation about good police work. It's a challenging job. Cops are in the spotlight like never before. He was saying, please don't do this. I'm sorry, officers. And he was real heavy, and they were like pinning his arms behind him. The guy died. And there are questions now about his death. Important story. You know, it's also an important story. Two sheriff's deputies shot and killed in North Carolina. That story came after ABC covered the death of the young man in California. In other words, to them, the death of the Hispanic guy in California was more important than the death of the two sheriff's deputies in North Carolina. Now we have another law enforcement officer killed in the state of Arizona. This happening early morning hours outside of Phoenix. And as Chris points out here on line four, an officer was killed in the state of Delaware. Maybe you haven't heard about that because I don't think the mainstream media is doing much.
Yeah, Sunday, an officer from Delmar, Delaware was ambushed in a domestic call. They called it out, and he was taken to a local trauma center. The man that did it busted his head in, tore him up pretty bad, and Wednesday, they deemed him clinically dead. And it's not on the mainstream news, you know. It's a big deal down here in southern Delaware.
Well, it should be, but I wonder, when are there going to be marches and protests over the Delaware officer's death, huh?
I wish they would. You know, and everybody down here supports Corporal T.T. Cock. He was a nice man. He was a 22-year veteran of the Del Mar Police Department.
Wow. Thank you for identifying him, and thank you for reminding everybody listening that the left has a vicious double standard. The anti-police rhetoric is what's going to doom the Democratic Party. Mark my words. People have had it. 800-655-MIKE. Also, speaking of police, there is still an unnamed officer or law enforcement who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt on January 6th. Ashley Babbitt's family is going to apparently file a lawsuit. Maybe then we'll find out who killed her. She was, you know, the only person killed on January 6th, right? You do know that, right? That nobody else died as the result of actions of anybody else on January 6th, except the Trump supporter, Ashley Babbitt, after they over and over and over lied about Brian Sicknick's death. and over lied about the other four people who died. Everybody died of natural causes. Natural causes. Ashley Babbitt didn't die of natural causes. Maybe we're going to finally get some transparency on that tragedy. I'll give you those details next. Here on the Mike Gallagher Show, brought to you in part by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans.
Text the show on the MyPillow text line, 1-800-655-MIKE.
Say, Mike, Malcolm X said the most dangerous people to black people are white liberals. Joy Behar answers that question.
Hi, Mike. This is Dave from Michigan. I was wondering, since that brave police officer got killed today, I wonder if President Biden's going to put the flag up half-mast. I think he should. What do you think?
Mike, love the show. Biden's mask, I'm sure there's an earpiece in there so they can tell him what to do without us knowing.
Eight minutes before the hour. Now, this Forbes article doesn't give me, Derek. We got to find the CBS poll. I'll just do this from memory since I don't have the data in front of me, and maybe my producer can find it for me. They polled like 1,000 people. CBS polled 1,000 people who viewed Biden's speech, right? A quarter of those people identified as Republicans, like 25%. So imagine the shock. 85% of the people CBS polled approved of the speech. Well, of course, when you got a quarter of the respondents identifying as Republicans, of course you're going to have that kind of a, this is the fraud that is today's mainstream media, and we see it over and over and over again. And also, the caller mentioned Joy Behar. Wait till you hear that clip. Listening to Joy Behar. Scold Senator Tim Scott because he doesn't know what it means to understand racism. She knows. Hearing a white woman tell a black man, "You don't understand racism," that's really a feat. That is a real feat. Back to the Ashley Babbitt story. Ashley Babbitt's family, she's the one person who died as the result of any activity or actions on January 6th. And she was, as we know, 35-year-old Californian. She was a veteran of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. She traveled to D.C. to participate in the big demonstration. She wound up trying to crawl through a broken window, was shot and killed. The officer who killed her to this day has never been publicly identified. Now, the attorney for the family knows who he is, and the lawyer, Terry Roberts, told Zenger News, what it looks like is this guy shot this lady for no legitimate law enforcement purpose, and you know, they ought to be pretty ashamed of that. In a free country like ours, the lawyer said, it's very strange and odd that they wouldn't identify the officer or even provide details explaining why he had to kill her. You would probably expect this kind of thing to happen in Russia. Oh, you know, like maybe raiding the office of the president of the United States lawyer, the 45th president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, like they did raid his home at 6 in the morning, banging on the doors. Honest to goodness, do you not think it's absolutely bizarre that we still don't know who the officer is who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt? They've already identified the officers involved in one of the other shootings of a black man the other day. I forget where that happened. The lawyer said that Ashley Babbitt's family is going to seek roughly $12 million in damages. They plan to serve U.S. Capitol Police within 10 days. He said that he believes the officer will be found personally liable and he's not protected by qualified immunity, which shields cops' personal assets unless they blatantly violate established constitutional rights. Now, all these police reform people, they want officers held accountable, right? They want officers to be personally liable. Well, are they going to say that about this guy? Do they want this guy to be liable for the death of Ashley Babbitt? Funny how that works, huh? Here's a text message. Mike, after the video of Ashley Babbitt's killing, I froze and screenshot at several frames. The hand holding the gun that shot her wore black gloves. The arm was wearing French cuffs with cufflinks. Check it out. What Capitol police officer wears a dress shirt, French cuffs, and gold cufflinks? Lots of questions about Ashley Babbitt's death. I'll bet you they're going to be answered.